With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump led the nation in marking the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joined by top military brass, the president addressed a somber observance at the Pentagon, one of the three 9/11 crash sites.
As one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
He spoke of America's resilience in the years since the terror attacks. Following his remarks, the president and first lady laid a wreath in the Pentagon chapel to honor those who lost their lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And at the World Trade Center site in New York City, the nearly 3,000 victims' names were being read aloud. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a similar ceremony honors the victims of Flight 93. While at the Pentagon service, President Trump also made this announcement.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced, and I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd. Very, very big.
Kirk, a Salem radio talk show host, speaking at a debate hosted by his Turning Point USA organization at Utah Valley University, when authorities say the shooter fired from a distant roof on Wednesday. The search for the shooter was continuing. Utah Governor Spencer Cox calls the killing a political assassination. Law enforcement officials say the sniper who assassinated Kirk has not been identified and is believed to have jumped off a roof and fled into a neighborhood after firing one shot. And the FBI said that officials have recovered a high-power rifle from the scene. This is SRN News. More bad news on the U.S. fertility rate.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After 800 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world has come back to life at a monastery in Jerusalem's Old City. Composed of original pipes from the 11th century, the instrument emitted a full sound as musician David Catalunya played a short piece for a small audience this week. Researchers believe the Crusaders brought the organ to Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christ, in the 11th century. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Inflation heated up last month as the price of gas, groceries, hotel rooms, and airfare rose, along with the cost of clothing and used cars. Consumer prices rose 2.9% in August from a year earlier. That's up from 2.7% the previous month. Many economists believe the Fed will cut rates at its meeting next week after recent data revealed a labor market that's been softening for longer than previously thought. No change in interest rates in Europe. The European Central Bank is holding rates right where they are. European economies are currently dealing with the fallout from President Trump's higher tariffs. Among the pre-market movers on Wall Street, shares of FedEx fell 1.3%, UPS slipped 2.1% after Bank of America downgraded both package delivery companies' stock. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.